Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is November 21st, 5:30. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We are ready for the weekend around here. Some more rain overnight and throughout the morning. It is a little bit slick out there if you are headed out this morning, so give yourself a couple of extra minutes as you go. The rain definitely woke me up this morning. I am you from yesterday, Steph. You know how you said you got like 2 hours sleep yesterday?
Yeah.
That's me.
No.
I know. It's all good, though. The weekend is here, but it was just crazy because F1 is in town, and my husband, he's a photographer. He's a sports photographer, so he's out there working, and he told me he was going to be home late last night. And by late, I just kind of assumed, with everything going on with the practice and all that, I'm like, oh, he'll probably be back about 10:30 or something. So 12 o'clock rolls around and he's still not home, and I'm like, what the heck? So I look on my, you know, find my friends. I'm like, where is he? And I'm like, he's still down there. What is going on? So I text him. I wrote, dude, when are you coming home? And he's like, I'm still working on my pictures. And he didn't get home till 1:30 this morning.
Oh my God.
And I can't sleep. I just worry. And it was raining and all that stuff. And so by the time he got back, I was still like, my adrenaline was going, but I was just like, oh man, at least it's Friday, you know?
Tell me about it. Last night, when I told myself, I'm like, I gotta get more sleep from the night before. So I forced myself to just take a melatonin early and eat earlier, because I think that's what my mistake was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So hopefully you could get some rest over this weekend.
Oh no, not happening. F1 is in town again. But yeah, we're excited about that. I know it's kind of a headache for a lot of people going, you know, driving around there, but watched the practice last night and was really just excited to see this happening. So today is qualifying, and then tomorrow is the big race, and the plan is to go down for both, so we'll see how that works out.
Is this your first time going and watching
in person? Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
absolutely.
How exciting.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've never seen it in person before. I'm the person who wakes up at like 4 o'clock in the morning when there's a race overseas somewhere. Set my alarm and I'll be like, okay, I gotta watch the race. So I'll go downstairs, dark down there, and I'll watch. So to see it in person, I am really excited.
I am so excited to start binge watching Drive to Survive, because I've only watched like the first episode or two from season one. So I'm like back in 2018 right now.
That's okay. I mean, it really is a good base to know just about some of the drivers. And I believe it kind of starts with the story of Daniel Ricciardo.
Correct.
Who is a huge name, not driving anymore, but he's here in town. He was doing a driver appearance over at the Cosmopolitan this weekend, and the line was like insane. Like, he's still very, very much on the grid, so to speak.
That's awesome. And then what about the actual F1 movie with Brad Pitt? What about
love it.
You do?
Yes,
okay.
It's so good. I think it's coming out on streaming here in the next couple of days, or I think it maybe just came out, because we were just talking about how we want to buy it because we loved it so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I gotta get into it. I really do, because I know how long they're gonna be in Vegas for, so to get into something new and with my husband is gonna be fun.
Yeah, and then maybe you can experience it like next year or something, make a plan. So yeah, we are really excited to get things going here this morning. Make sure you keep it here, because Just after 6 o'clock, we have an early edition of Heads Up. We've got another pair of those tickets to check out Derek Hough's show over at the Fountain Blue. And then, of course, at 7:30, Jonas Brothers tickets for you. Keep it here. A lot to come. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. Hey, good morning and welcome to the show, you guys. It's finally Friday. Yes, it's a little bit rainy out there, but should clear up by this afternoon. So just have to deal with it for the morning. Get out early if you can. Give yourself some extra time this morning. It is 6:02. I just feel like the big news as far as weekend entertainment goes is either F1 here in Las Vegas or Wicked for Good in theaters, you know, and it's out today. The numbers I was just reading are wild for the movie. So they're saying this sequel is about to have the biggest debut of the year. And the estimates are between 150 and 180 million for opening weekend. So,
oh my gosh.
If it lands at the top of that range, it'll pass the Minecraft movie. So last year, the first Wicked set the record for a Broadway adaptation, and it went on to make more than $758 million worldwide. So this one is already coming in pretty hot.
This is insane because you look at my Instagram feed and my For You page, it is all Wicked stuff. And it's funny because I came across one of these podcast interviews that Amy Poehler did with Ariana Grande talking about how, remember when Ari was little? I don't know if you've seen these photos or videos. When she was Annie for her musical at like age 8 years old.
Oh, I've never seen her do that. No.
Yeah. So, well, Amy's talking to Ari about how she was in that musical. And a nugget from that interview is what Amy said about how the Annie musical actually impacted her life.
She wasn't an orphan or anything, but it was for her.
Correct. And so that makes me like, with Wicked coming out today, easily the musical that shaped me these past 2 years, it made me realize how much I really have chosen my family, which are my best friends, and just the opposite polar of Glinda and Elphaba, and how at first they're clashed friends or classmates, and they're turning into friendships, and how they just defined each other in their relationships. I really am like, oh my God, this is my best friend and me, and so and so, and this, and so. I don't know. That just, Wicked is definitely the musical that has shaped me.
I could tell because at the we went to an early screening, and Steph was crying for the entire final hour of the movie. My daughter goes, do you have any Kleenex? Steph's been crying. I'm like, she'll be fine. She's good.
Yeah, I just need to let it out. It's one of those cries that was like built up, and it was like, just let it go. Who cares? And poor Brooklyn's like looking at me like, do I help her? Do I just let her go? So I appreciate that, Brooklyn.
And you're going to see it again this weekend, right?
Tonight I'm watching it again. Just, you know, with second pair of eyes.
Oh.
Watching it again, and I love it.
I love that it had an impact on you. And so, like, later in life, usually, like, these things kind of impact you as a child. And then you still were, as an adult, able to appreciate the message and apply it to your life. And maybe it'll affect how you are from here on forward. So that's pretty inspiring.
Thank you. And I know you've seen a lot of musicals on Broadway, maybe some are off Broadway. Is there a musical that's shaped you in some sort of way?
Yes. Grease 2.
You're kidding. Grease 2?
Yes.
That was unexpected. I was thinking like Hamilton, maybe, I don't know, maybe Wicked as well.
Do movie musicals count? I mean, you meant like a Broadway one? Because so hear me out. Every time I say this, people judge me every single time. I love Grease 2 with all my whole heart. That movie owns me, okay? I think it's better than the first one. You don't have to send me hate. I've seen it all before, but I think Grease 2 is way better than the original Grease. The plot is so unhinged and in the best way. Like, you have Michael, the sweetest exchange student ever, and he's trying to impress Stephanie by turning into this mystery biker, and he rides a motorcycle, and then she falls in love with him because of that. Yes, and the pink bowling alley jackets and the talent show and the calendar song and the oh my gosh, the best movie musical song of all time, Cool Rider. I mean, this song should have been a hit. Like, it should have been on the radio. It should have been everywhere. Cool Rider was the best. And I, you know, the songs live rent free in my brain. This song's a lifestyle. I'm telling you, it has impacted me in ways you will never know.
You know, I don't like to judge, and I don't have never seen Grease 2. I just thought I knew you, and I'm really, really. This is a really unexpected answer from you, so I'm really trying to wrap my brain that Grease 2 is the musical that has changed you.
I'm telling you, people think they treat Grease 2 like the cousin that nobody talks about, but I am here and I am waving a giant flag for Grease 2. It deserves some love.
He's the cousin at Thanksgiving. They're like, uh-oh, Joe's here. We got to start doing this now.
Oh, you won't believe the people that come at me every time I say that. But I'm going to stand up for it. I'm standing up for that cousin. I'm going to defend that cousin till the day I die.
Well, I'm learning a lot about you, Mercedes, and I love this fact about you.
We have so much coming up on the show today. It's finally Friday, you guys, at 7:30. We've got more tickets for the Jonas Brothers. And not only will you win a 4-pack of tickets, but you'll be qualified to win a pair of meet and greet passes. So be listening for that. In just a couple of minutes, we have tickets to see Derek Hough in his show over at the Fountain Blue with an early edition of Heads Up. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. Speaking of Wicked for Good, something happened with Ariana Grande right as Wicked opens, and it set off a whole new round of questions about the promo tour. I'm going to explain coming up next in What's Trending. Ariana Grande is trending this morning. Of course, the big news, Wicked for Good is out in theaters today. And for the press tour, Ariana may not be seen. She just confirmed she tested positive for COVID right after wrapping up of the Wicked for Good promo tour. The update came in an Instagram story, showed a screenshot from her Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon appearance, and the caption was, "Moments before COVID." So her diagnosis, it follows Cynthia Erivo pushing through her whole vocal rest thing that she had to go through after she lost her voice during promotions. She even walked the New York premiere carpet without saying a word. She was just smiling and waving. Ariana had already skipped press at the premiere to support Cynthia, and who wasn't talking, and now she's pulling out of some tape segments that she was supposed to do with Kelly Clarkson. Cynthia is going to be on her own for those, and she's missing a bunch of Q&As that were supposed to happen next week because of this. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often, honestly, with all these press tours that all these celebrities do, going from country to country, shaking hands with people. Like, yeah, how do you not get sick in those situations?
And they've dealt with so much this round of, like, promo tours. I know that they were going to Brazil, and unfortunately, like, some flight stuff happened, so they weren't able to, or Ari wasn't able to make the Brazil tour. And then the stuff in Singapore happens with the pajama man, you know, invading them, and I can't imagine going from place to place to place. And the weather, how freezing it is,
Yeah, I'm so sure that they are going to be so excited when the press tour is over. And it looks like Ariana might have just gotten her early out on that one with this unfortunate COVID diagnosis. Like I said, Wicked for Good officially in theaters today, and that is what's trending. Okay, guys, it is time to win. We have an early edition of Heads Up for those of you that are up early with us. Who wants tickets to see Derek Hough's Symphony of Dance Encore? It's happening at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. If you love Dancing with the Stars, I know a lot of you are super into this season. You know exactly who Derek Hough is. All you got to do is win Heads Up. Caller 20, you get to play right now at 702-364-9400. We have your category. It's our final category of the week. It's Game On. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win these tickets. Who's ready to play Heads Up? Caller 20, you are in right now. 702-364-9400. So hard to believe that in less than a week, it is Thanksgiving. And we actually got this email that I thought was very interesting. And I want to see what you guys think about this. I never knew this was a debate. I never knew. And so I'm kind of surprised that we got something like this. Our number is 702-364-9400. It says, my wife and I just moved into our new home, and for the first time, we're finally able to host Thanksgiving dinner for family and a few friends. She already has our home decorated for the holidays, and it looks beautiful, but here's the issue. She wants to ask all guests to please not wear football jerseys, yoga pants, or any type of workout clothes to our Thanksgiving dinner. She's so excited and wants everything to be perfect, but a dress code for Thanksgiving. I just don't feel comfortable telling others how to dress. She knows I'm writing to you, so I'm hoping I get some support here. I love her intentions, but I think it's going to be misinterpreted by our guests. I don't want to give the name. The letter D is what his name starts with. But so what do you guys think? Do you think it would come across as rude to ask your guests for Thanksgiving to not come dressed in sweats or anything like that? Or is that okay? It's like you want a certain theme, you want a certain vibe. And how do you guys dress for Thanksgiving? Do you wear whatever? Do you dress up? 702-364-9400. The reason why I said I was surprised at this is because I grew up in a house where Thanksgiving was a whole production. Like, yeah, you dressed up. I had to wear either like a nice sweater and nice pants or a dress or something. There was no world where you showed up in sweats in my family. Like, I did not know people did that until I got older. I'd see some people did that. But so I get where your wife is coming from. I really do. You want your first Thanksgiving in your new home to feel special, and you want the photos to look nice, and you want everyone to feel like they put in a little effort. But at the same time, a dress code feels a little heavy. I don't know. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
I think there's something to be said when you're hosting. I've never hosted a Thanksgiving dinner before, and all of the Thanksgivings I've had growing up as a kid, it was super casual. We can come up in sweats, yoga pants, leggings, and all that stuff, jerseys if we wanted.
Really?
Oh yeah, and it was because I think we have a really small family. I want to say at the max there's 8 or 10 of us, but at the same time, that's just my family's dynamic. We're just like, hey, just make sure you show up on time. That was our least expectations. So it's hard for me to say because I've never hosted anything like this, but I would be filled a little off put if like, oh man, there's a dress code. What am I going to wear? Not only are you stressing about the food and the dinner that you have to prepare or bring to this friend's or family's house, now you have to think about a whole new outfit. That's a lot.
What do you guys think? Like, is there a nice way to ask that? And also, just out of curiosity, what do you guys do for Thanksgiving? Do you dress up or do you dress down? Like I said, I was shocked that everyone didn't dress up. That was just what I knew growing up. 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Annette. Hey, Annette, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I always ask,
what,
depending on whose house we're going to, I always ask if there's a dress code.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You hope that the guests would ask that, but if they don't, then what do you do?
Well, then I have to side with the husband. I don't think sweatpants and workout attire is appropriate.
Yeah, I think that it maybe there's a different way you could kind of get the point across that you want them to dress somewhat presentable. How would you feel if someone, like I invited you to my house and I said, we're going to take I'm going to take a ton of pictures, so make sure you come cute or something like that. Would that be a little softer way of putting it? So make sure you look cute. We're going to take lots of pictures. And then in your mind, you wouldn't be like, well, my sweatshirt and yoga pants is cute, would you? Or, you know what I mean? Is that a nicer way to say it?
I think what the safest way to do is you make an invitation, like a cute little Canva invitation, like, hey guys, happy Thanksgiving, dinner at my house, here's the address, and then put a little dress code, formal, casual, or something like that, so it's easy and it's not like, hey guys, make sure you're dressed up because we're taking photos. I think that's a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, this text says, that would be so rude of her. Come on now, she's been a homeowner for like 10 minutes and she wants to act like a diva. She definitely should not do this. This one says, I would say, just to put on the invitations, please dress to impress.
Ooh, nice.
If I get that, I'm like, do I like wear heels? Like, I, you know, what?
Are we going ball gown or cardigan?
Yeah. This one says, just ask your guests to wear something nice. Same with us during the holidays. We always wore something nice dressing up. Anthony, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, why doesn't the husband just say, this is our first Thanksgiving in our home and we're going to have a formal Thanksgiving. Please dress up.
That doesn't seem too like overpowering or threatening. I like that way. I think that's okay. Carol Ann, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, Mercedes. I think that she's in all her right because we've gotten so accustomed to wearing sneakers and our Lululemons. So for her to ask them to wear something nice, I think that's okay. I wouldn't be offended.
It's all in how you deliver it.
Yes.
It really is. If you say like, hey, don't look like a bum when you come over, that might not go over the right way.
True.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
We are headed into that part of the year where every website starts encouraging you to change your password again, and you think you're picking something really clever, and then NordPass releases their report, and you find out half the population is still using admin, password, 123456. I swear, the hackers must feel like they're on vacation when it comes to getting in. Well, the new trend for 2025 as far as passwords go is kind of wild. People are now putting swear words in their passwords.
I love this.
Like full-on profanity. I guess nothing captures the spirit of being forced to reset your login like dropping a couple of F-bombs in there. But they also say people are leaning hard into sports teams, lucky numbers, and brand names, which means there is someone out there using their Netflix password as Netflix fan and just like hoping for the best. Special characters are taking over too. The number one is like being the little signs that people use.
Yeah.
You know, people are throwing those in there. But the report thinks that passwords, you know, they're not evolving, really. They're just still saying simple, and that's why this is such an issue.
I hate the passwords that the people and the companies give you, how crazy they are, like the lowercase, the uppercase, the numbers. It's wild.
Oh, or like the ones that you're, if you have like an iPhone, it'll say, we'll select a password for you. And yeah, it's like, no, you can't do that to me. There's no way I'll remember that. And I know it'll autosave, but what if it doesn't?
No.
Then I have to reset.
Yeah, so. Passwords are a headache.
Also this morning, there are new details about a UFO situation that sounds straight out of a movie. I guess a British police helicopter was flying over a U.S. airbase in England last year, and officials tried to say the pilots simply confused an American F-15 with something else, but the pilots were like, Absolutely not. New police logs say multiple fast-moving objects started chasing the helicopter. The crew said they had to do an emergency dive to avoid crashing into something large. And a witness compared them to Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs? Like the mints?
Yeah, like the shape of them,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's the same shape that Navy pilots described in, I guess there was some famous encounter, in the 2000s or something, but police say the objects were well lit, really loud, not hiding at all. So yeah, picture a bunch of glowing Tic Tacs buzzing around an airbase and you get the vibe. I guess investigators are now trying to figure out what those things were because none of this matches the original explanation.
They're out there. I believe them in 100%. I'm just waiting for the files to come out like the other ones.
At some point, we'll be proven right. I know we will.
Yes.
Finally, this morning, this makes me laugh, but it's kind of sad, okay? Holiday budgeting. It's stressful enough, but there was a financial coach on the news, and she dropped some pretty controversial advice for the season. She said, when it comes to saving money on gifts, do not buy gifts for grandma.
Aw, why not?
She says adults do not need gifts and shoppers should spend money only on kids ages 3 through 18. Like, grandma doesn't get a gift. Her argument was that you protect your budget by cutting out adult gift giving. She said, if grandma lives far away, skip the slippers, save the shipping charges. And people were actually upset when she said this. Like, I'm sure the grandmas were upset. Like, hey, what's going on here?
Would your mom be something, like, be behind something like this? Because I know she's a grandma.
Yeah, I would still get her something.
Yeah.
She's my mom. I'm not going to skip out on her for the holidays, but I will put myself in the position of my grandma. I never did get my grandma a gift. I never did.
Yeah.
But my mom and dad would get her something from all of us. So that kind of took care of that, you know. But is there anyone listening right now that's a grandma that's like, hey, I still want a gift? Or are you like, oh, it's okay, don't worry about me?
My grandma was like that, though, don't get me a gift because she can kind of get anything she wants. Plus, that girl is so picky. When she was around still, rest in peace, grandma. But this was like, she was so high maintenance. Yeah. She only wanted jewelry and all that stuff. So I was like, forget it. You're getting an AMC movie theater gift card.
Yeah, she can survive without another candle. She'll be okay. Yeah. It is Mercedes in the morning. Is this the best idea ever? Or the worst idea ever. So do you know who the actor Oliver Hudson is?
Yeah.
Kate Hudson's brother, Goldie Hawn's son. He's an actor. And he was on the Drew Barrymore show. And he was talking about how he and his now wife handled their wedding guest list. And it was a lot. He and his wife, they got married in Mexico. They planned a small, tight ceremony. Her girlfriends from like high school and college, they were all invited, but there was a rule. And let me know what you guys think of this. Here is what he said.
I got married in Mexico. It was a very small wedding. She had all of her high school girlfriends and her college girlfriends who were coming. And I said to her, that's fine, but the husbands, I don't want them at my wedding. Because I didn't want to be introduced to someone at my own wedding when I'm sort of a private person. So they came to Mexico and had a Mexican vacation, but didn't come to any of the wedding festivities.
So the husband still went to Mexico, but when it was time for the wedding stuff, they had to stay at the hotel or go do their own thing.
That's crazy.
They hung out at the resort while the ladies went to the rehearsal dinner, the ceremony, the brunch, everything. The woman got a full wedding weekend. The husbands, they got a vacation out of it, which is cool. But what do you guys think about that? Do you think that it is kind of odd to go to a wedding where you don't know anyone? Like, you're someone's plus one and you go, does it bother you if you're the one getting married and you see someone that you're literally meeting the first time? Because on the surface, I heard this and I'm like, well, that's not very nice. But then I thought about it and I was like, that actually happened to me at my wedding.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. A couple of my girlfriends brought guys that I never ever met.
Were they plus ones that you were letting them like, hey, grab a plus one?
Oh, here's the thing. If I remember correctly, I just addressed it to them knowing that they were like single. And I thought they'll be at the singles table. But then they added a plus one. And so I didn't say anything. And then I remember one of my friends, she's like, this is so-and-so. And I'm like, how long have you guys known each other? And I will never forget. She goes, what, like a week and a half, 2 weeks? And
no.
I was so upset. Because here I am, like, shelling out whatever per play. I don't know this guy. She barely knew this guy. And I just thought it was kind of tacky. But in this case, these are their husbands.
True.
So is that different? What do you guys think? Do you think that it is rude to go to a wedding where you don't know the groom and you don't know the bride? Do you think it is rude to bring someone and put the bride and the groom in that position? 702-364-9400. The whole dynamic of strangers at wedding is very, it's very odd. Because, yeah, it's like the biggest day of your life and you walk up to someone and you're in your wedding dress and you're like, hi, nice to meet you for the first time. Like, it kind of throws you off a little bit. What do you guys think?
I've been to a dozen weddings over these past couple years, and one in particular that stands out in relation to this story is my sister-in-law's wedding. And for her wedding, she had a sponsor, and it was her husband's or her father-in-law to be. And one of the requests...
Wait, what does that mean, a sponsor?
A sponsor is like...
I was thinking you were like sponsored by Starbucks or something. What does that mean?
Like they're donating money to the wedding.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Like a family member who...
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
So with that said, the father-in-law had a request that he had his own table with his own friends.
Oh.
And let me tell you, the drama was hot. And she would tell me, she goes, I don't even know these people. I have to be so, you know, like on with all the... She was planning the wedding, by the way. She didn't have any coordinator. She had to face this drama head on. And I will tell you, at the wedding, that table with her dad, with her father-in-law and their friends, they didn't interact with anyone. They kept it with just them. They barely talked to the bride and groom. And get this, I found out after the wedding, they didn't even say goodbye.
What?
Didn't greet them, didn't say goodbye. It was like they treated it as like a free meal and a free vacation.
Wow. I mean, is that what the husbands did? That they basically got a free vacation out of it in this case?
I guess, but like, technically, yes, but they had to pay for their trip there. So I don't know.
We're getting some texts here. It was 702-364-9400. This one says, my cousin brought a date to my wedding and I met him for the first time on the dance floor. I still don't know his name. This one says, if I am paying for your plate and your open bar wristband, I need to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the other side, like my dad invited some of his coworkers who I didn't really know. I did know of them, but it's not like I hang out with my dad's coworkers. So I felt like that was more okay than the random dude that was dating my friend for a week and a half,
you
know?
If you were to do it again, though, would you do it the same way? Would you like, hey, we're renewing our vows, me and Matt. Would you do that? Would you invite people you didn't know?
Well, I never would invite someone I didn't know, but would I put a rule on someone bringing someone I didn't know?
Yeah,
I think so. I would say in the nicest way possible, hey, we're trying to keep it kind of small with the people closest to us only. Does that come across nicer? Like, and so like hint, hint, don't bring some rando to our wedding. This text says, I think this is rude. Weddings bring families together and plus ones help people feel comfortable. If someone doesn't want new faces there, they should do a courthouse wedding.
What? I don't know about that. That's saying a lot because you're paying for that person's meal.
Yeah. I mean, I want my friends to feel comfortable. But I don't know. That just seems a little harsh. Like, I'm not going to go get married at a courthouse because of this. The couple's already stressed paying for the whole thing. They get to decide who's in that room. No one should have to meet strangers during their own wedding.
No.
You know what I mean? Let's talk to Kimberly. Kimberly, good morning. What do you think?
My husband and I, our first date was at his cousin's wedding.
Oh, my gosh. So you had never met the cousin before?
I had never met the entire family.
Oh,
that was the first time I met the entire family, the first time, yeah, everything.
So how did that go over?
We're married.
I mean, with the family, were they up? Was anyone upset about that? Like, was it awkward?
It was awkward because they included me in, like, all the family pictures, and the bride made a comment of, I hope you guys laugh because you're in the wedding pictures.
Seriously, I'm not, no offense, Kimberly, but I would not have allowed you in the wedding pictures. I would have been like, girlfriend, you got to go stand over there because we don't know if this is going to last.
Not with that $2,000 photographer.
Maybe that was destiny that you were in a, maybe that sealed the deal. Let's talk to Heather. Heather, good morning. What do you think? Plus ones at weddings.
Good morning. So I got married, and one of our closest family friends brought his new girlfriend. It was the first time I ever met her. And honestly, she was really nice, and she's like my closest friend now.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we're missing out on this. Maybe this is the way to go. Maybe that is the way to stay together.
The success stories.
Have a first date at a wedding.
Hey, I'm getting married, everyone. I want to be able to talk about this 10 years from now.
Yeah, who wants to go to a wedding on a first date? Yeah, maybe we're off base on this, but I just thought that was so interesting. He's like, no husbands allowed.
I'm a private person, yet I'm an actor and a celebrity.
Honestly, the husbands were probably so happy about that.
That is so true.
They're probably like, thank God. Like, I wanted to go to your wedding, dude. I'm going to go get drunk on the beach.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. It's time to wing.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right. We have Moana as caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you have someone else with you. Who else is there?
Hi, I'm Gabby.
Hi, Gabby. Okay, what's the relationship here, Moana and Gabby?
My boss.
Oh my gosh.
This is a great
the pressure. We have first in heads up, we had an Uber driver with a passenger in the car. Now we have Moana playing with her boss Gabby. This is amazing. What a great day this is. Are you guys ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's do it. You know how it works. We have 60 seconds for you, 10 questions. Get them all correct in that time, and you are going to the Jonas Brothers. We have a 4-pack of tickets. You'll qualify for the grand prize of a pair of meet and greets. If either one of you knows the answer, just shout it out. If I hear the correct one, we're going to move on, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which band has members named Nick, Joe, and Kevin?
The Jonas Brothers.
Yes, Serena Williams is famous for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Yes, what does the acronym FAQ stand for?
Asking questions? Pass.
Which actress plays the character Wednesday in the Netflix show Wednesday?
Jenna Ortega.
Yes. What country is Alanis Morissette from?
Canada.
Yes. Koalas feed almost exclusively on the leaves of what tree?
Eucalyptus.
Yes. What is the address of the White House?
Oh my God. Pass.
What fictional place did Peter Pan live in?
Neverland.
Yes. Also the name of a restaurant. What are dried jalapenos called?
Jalapeno poppers? No.
No.
Pass.
702 is the area code for which city?
Las Vegas.
Yes. Oh, man. Moana and Gabby, you guys did so well. You really got stuck with a couple of tough ones here. Let's go over them. The acronym FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions. You got the questions part right, but it was Frequently Asked Questions. The address of the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't know if that's as common knowledge as people think, but yeah, that was kind of tough. And then this one would have hung me out to dry. Also the name of a restaurant. What are dried jalapenos called? Chipotle?
Yeah.
I thought they were chipotle peppers. They're jalapenos?
I guess so.
I could have sworn jalapenos were different, but yeah, these are the questions we're given. So that means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute and Caller 20 right now. You're going to get these tickets, four of them, to see the Jonas Brothers at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on November 29th, and you'll qualify for the grand prize, a pair of meet and greet passes. Caller 20, you get them, 702-364-9400.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, the TSA, they're floating a new rule that would hit travelers without a real ID and with an $18 fee at the security checkpoint. They say the backup identity checks take time and staff, so the fee would cover the work. This ties into a new biometric verification program that they want to roll out for anyone who shows up without an approved ID, like a passport or a real ID. This fee would start once the TSA announces that people can register for an alternative verification program on their site. Travel experts are kind of shrugging because everyone has had years to get a real ID.
Yeah.
So $18 is cheaper than missing your flight. Requirements are different in each state, so they're telling people to check their local license bureau before holiday travel ramps up here.
You think that's fair? $18?
I think it's more than fair. You've had so much time to get a real ID, and if you haven't gotten one yet, then pay the $18 because they have to do that. They have to take that extra time to check that out. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think, well, TSA has already gone through a lot this year. Yeah. Imagine all that. And then, you know, for years, we've been telling you, get a real ID. It's not new news, people. Go get it before you go into the airport. It's not hard.
I think I got mine like 5 or 6 years ago. Like, same. I've had it forever. This is so crazy. Like, I had to read this over again because I thought I was reading it wrong. Anna, Elsa, and Olaf are about to get the biggest checks of their career. Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, and Josh Gad have reportedly locked in a huge paycheck to return for Frozen 3 and Frozen 4. This is the kind of payday that is like, I don't believe it. They've reportedly locked in over $60 million each.
Each?
To return to Frozen 3 and Frozen 4.
Yeah, I'm signing 3, I'm signing 4, I'm signing 5.
Oh,
any sequel?
My gosh.
I would do the same.
$60 million each. I read over this story so many times because I'm like, this cannot be right. It's got to be for the three of them. Nope. It's each.
Wow.
And I mean, what do you think? Yes, the voices, iconic. The movie, amazing. It must be generating a ton of money if they can pay them each $60 million.
Oh, I was confusing it with Tangled. I was like, isn't there going to be a live action one? No, that's Tangled. But still, I think when Frozen first came out, it was kind of like the K-pop demon hunters of back then. Everyone was dressing up as Elsa. Everyone was dressing up as Anna. And I think the movie, I think I underestimate how incredibly good it was because I kind of looked over it when it first came out. But now when you hear this type of money, that means there's a demand.
There obviously is. Yeah, Frozen 3, that hits the theaters in November of 2027. And then Frozen 4 is still in development with no date yet. Finally, this morning, Thanksgiving is next week. And this is your annual reminder that some of the things that guests think are thoughtful end up annoying the host. Etiquette experts are saying there are certain things that some people feel are nice and polite, but they're actually rude to the host. So what are some of these things? Tell me if you do this. Bringing giant leftover containers to the house that you're having dinner at.
I will only do that at my mom's house. I'm like, Mom, this is the Tupperware you gave me 5 years ago. Here, let's use it for Thanksgiving. Other than that, no.
They say unless your host has asked for that, it looks like you showed up with a plan and a mission, and it is extremely rude.
Or sandwich bags.
Yeah. Same thing with bringing a dish that needs oven time, they think. Every inch of that kitchen is already spoken for. So they say, keep your recipe simple and have it finished. Do not walk in and immediately Say, hey, I need some room in the oven because stuff is already cooking. Also, do not walk in and offer cooking advice either. The cook does not need your advice. They're in the middle of it. That is not love. That is stress. So leave them alone. Asking if you can help in the kitchen is great, they say, but asking over and over turns into a chore. They say offer once and then read the room. Do not push anymore. If they say no, then you're good to go. And they also say don't suggest to rearrange seating. If your host placed you next to Aunt Sharon, you're going to be the one spending the meal hearing about her bunions. You will survive.
There's one thing that does annoy me if I'm hosting a party or something, is I get so anxious when people arrive early. Like, they're earlier than they're supposed to. Maybe they're like 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early. I'm like, we're on Mexican and Filipino time. You guys come here 30 minutes after I
that
say.
That means late, okay? Come on. Have you ever had a job just push you to the point where you start rehearsing a walkout in your head? While you're still sitting at your desk, like, you know, the moment your eye kind of twitches and your badge is, you're ready to rip it off, and you just start fantasizing about leaving your headset on the counter and walking out. Well, it turns out a lot of people do more than fantasize. There's a whole trend called revenge quitting. Have you heard of this before?
No, what is it?
It's when someone gets so fed up that they decide to just quit on the spot with no warning. No 2 weeks, nothing like that. I guess Monster talked to more than 3,000 workers, and almost half of them admitted that they have revenge quitted.
Really?
And almost 60% said that they've watched a coworker do it.
No kidding.
Has anyone ever revenge quit? Like, you quit on the spot. The reasons are, they're not about money. They're more about the culture. And workers say that the breaking point is just like a toxic environment or bad leadership. Feeling disrespected. When people feel ignored or dismissed, they don't stick around and they pull the plug and they walk out. So have you ever worked somewhere that just pushed you to the line where you were like, I'm done, I quit? What was it that set you off? 702-364-9400. Or have you ever had a coworker that did that, where you watch someone like grab their bag and bounce just without a goodbye? They're like, what just happened? Have you ever been in that situation?
Never. Luckily, I've had a lot of toxic workplaces, let me tell you that, but I've never seen a coworker or myself walk out in the middle of a job. I just, you know, you eventually see something coming and it happens later, but not at that moment.
I've never done it myself. I have had a coworker do that before. When I worked retail back in the day, one of my coworkers, she did it. She was so like, she was so fed up with the manager, because I guess she would make all these schedule requests and they, like, he always just dismissed them. He never even looked at them. He just put her on the schedule. And I remember they were talking about how she really needed some Friday off or something, and it was something important. I can't remember what it was, but he's like, I don't care. He's like, that's your day, and we're not changing anything around here.
Wow.
So she just clocked out in the middle of the shift. She goes, okay. And she just walked out, clocked out, and she comes back. She grabs her purse. She goes, you'll figure it out. And she just left.
Wow.
She, no warning, no meeting, no nothing. We all just stood there like, we didn't know what to do. The manager left. We didn't see him for the rest of the day, but it was just so funny. 702-364-9400. Chrissy, you said you did the revenge quit thing. What happened?
I did. So the company I worked for took over a community run property management. And so the residents were mad. There were all these changes going on. And then I was doing everything corporate asked me to do, but instead of getting recognized for what I was doing, I was getting reprimanded for what wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. And this was a large community. And so my final straw was the end of the day. I had this resident come in and she just tore me up. And so I packed all of my stuff, took everything off the desk, everything off the walls, and left and never came back. The funny thing is, here I am 3 years later and I'm now a manager of two parks.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, good for you,
it happens. I don't blame you. You can only take so much, you know. Carlos, you revenge quitted. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I used to work for a bakery, and they would let us choose which holiday we wanted off. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and luck of the draw, I had selected Thanksgiving. And so 2 days before Thanksgiving, my manager, he calls me and he goes, hey, I need you to work Thanksgiving. And I said, hey, you had already approved my time off for this holiday. And I went out and I bought all, everything to cook for the family and, you know, to partake in Thanksgiving with the family. So I'll work it for you, but can you refund me everything that I purchased because I can't take it back to the store? And he said, you know what? I'll figure it out. Go ahead and enjoy the holiday off. But I need you to go and open up the cafe for me so that the other employees can get in, if that's all right. And I said, sure, no problem. I'll go on Thanksgiving. So I go to open up the store and the other employee is like, hey, why did you do that to us? And I said, do what? And they said, they told us that you called out today, so they had to call someone in for you. And I said, I didn't call out. This is what they had approved my time off. And he said everything was fine. And they go, yeah, everyone's really mad at you because they said you called out on the holiday. So then my next scheduled shift, I sent them a text and saying, now I'm actually calling out, which is what you told everybody that I was doing anyway. And I won't be returning to work anymore.
Good for you.
Yes, Carlos.
Dirty, dirty. That is messed up. Someone just texted me and said, you did revenge quit at Costco. I did have a job at Costco for like 2 days, but I didn't ever tell them I quit. I just left. So that's why I didn't consider that a revenge quit. I just like went to my lunch and then I never came back from lunch.
Costco.
I didn't like it. You guys, don't go anywhere because we have Shannon on the phone. I can't believe what I'm reading right now. Wait until you hear how she revenge quitted at a hotel on the Strip. This is wild, and I wish I was there to witness it. We're going to talk about it.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you are just joining us, we're talking about revenge quitting when someone gets so fed up at work that they just walk out with no notice. We have been hearing some pretty wild stories about people just walking out in the middle of their shift and saying, I quit. Has this ever happened to you? I was telling you about Shannon. Shannon, thank you so much for holding. How are you this morning?
Of course. Good. I'm just glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, you are definitely not alone. So I'm seeing on the phone screener that you revenge quitted at a casino on the Strip, and I was laughing. I can't wait to hear the story. What happened?
Well, I was a floor supervisor, and I actually really liked my job, everything about it except for my boss, because he was a total micromanager, just blaming me for everything whenever it went wrong. And one night, we were totally slammed. There was this high roller at the roulette table losing his mind. Chips were flying. People were crowding around, and my boss just storms over and starts yelling at me in front of everybody. Fix it faster. Like, I'm already, like, juggling so many things on the floor. And I snapped. I walked right into the middle of the pit, you know, and grabbed the promo mic. I turned it on and was like, ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're having a rough day, at least you're not working for my boss. Guys, the whole pit went silent. And I just slowly set the mic down on the blackjack table. Wasn't dramatic. I was like, I'm done. Pulled off my badge. And it just was like, I swear, the second I walked away, there was a slot machine behind me that hit a bonus round and started blasting music. So it felt like my exit music, guys. Yes! I didn't even look back.
It's like, bye, I'm out.
Good night.
Oh, my gosh. I think that the casino gods were in your favor. And that was them telling you you did the right thing, you know?
Yes, it was an exciting moment. My boss froze like someone unplugged him from the wall.
What did the guests do? Were they just all staring?
They were like quiet, and then like the slow clap that you see in movies as I'm walking away. Yeah, it was great.
Oh,
was,
my gosh, you got the slow clap from people?
The slow clap.
Oh, that is amazing. It. I love it. I mean, there's no better revenge than that.
That tops all of them, to be honest. Here at a casino, I can't imagine. And then on a mic to top it off, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and I'm out.
That makes me want to start gambling again just in hopes of seeing someone quit like that, you know?
Yes.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Alicia, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, let's do this. Let's get you these tickets to see the Nutcracker. Heads Up time. Your category is Royal Highness. National Princess Day was on Tuesday. So these are all things that they're associated with princesses, okay?
Okay.
Things that are associated with princesses. We just need 6 in 60 seconds. Let's do this. You guys ready?
Okay, ready.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
They don't wear a crown. They wear a smaller version called a...
tiara.
Yes. This is what the chair that they sit in. They sit in their what?
Throne.
Yes. This is what they live in. A big, giant...
castle.
Yes. This is the woman in charge, not the princess, but the what?
The queen.
Yes. This is what you might wear for that big special dance. You would wear a what?
A gown.
What kind of a gown?
Ball gown.
Yes. This is Kate and Harry and William. They're all members of the what?
The royal family.
Yes. Wow, Alicia. Great job. Those were not easy, but you were perfect. And you. It is Friday and F1 is in town. What an exciting week this has been. And the big race is tomorrow for our final F1 for the 702. It is my daughter, Sophie.
Yay!
Good morning, everyone.
It's so good to have you back on. I tell you, we have been getting so many comments from people who just love learning more about F1 through you, through some of the things we've been talking about. They're texting us questions. And then for the F1 fans, they're like, it's so cool to hear how much she knows about the sport. And you're really passionate about it.
Absolutely. I love F1 and the fact that we have a race in Las Vegas. Not only our country, but our city is just a super special thing. And not only that, but this Grand Prix is so unique in so many ways. And it makes me really happy that more people are starting to get into it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the race. And that's today's topic in F1 for the 702, is what makes the Las Vegas race different? What makes it so special?
So, I mean, anyone who lives in Las Vegas, we know we live in a very special city. And obviously, you know, we have the Strip. I mean, these cars are going 200 miles an hour down the famous Strip. But it's different than the other races. So other races take place on more traditional racing circuits, whereas we have a street track. And street tracks are a little more tricky because there is very minimal room for error. You are going to see these cars brushing up against the wall, trying to get every second out of these cars, and they're pushing it to the limit. but one wrong move will send them into the barriers, and that's going to impact everyone else on the track as well.
When it comes to hitting other people or just slowing things down, what do you mean by that?
So when something happens on a street track, there's not a lot of places for them to go. Whereas at these other circuits, you might be able to pull up into the grass or pull up into the gravel. While there are like safety areas where you can pull off to in order to get out of the way, there's so little room for error that you might end up taking out a few people if you hit the wall.
Oh my God, that's kind of like what the pothole thing last year, remember that?
Oh, like the little thing popped up, right?
Yes, so in the very first running of the Vegas Grand Prix, Carlos Sainz went over a manhole cover and it damaged the entire bottom floor of the car. So that's another thing with the street tracks. Obviously, they've fixed that since then. Another thing to consider is the weather. So I know there's been so much rain and flooding. So the weather will play a factor. So if it is a wet race, that's going to even the playing field and really show you who the most skilled drivers are. Because obviously the cars differ in their abilities and who's the fastest. But once it's wet, the playing field is really evened out. But along those same lines, it's going to be very cold as well. So one of the main things the drivers need to do is heat up their tires. If their tires get warm enough, they'll be able to go faster, but they need to make sure that they're managing those tire temperatures as well.
Okay, Sophie, I've heard something in the F1 world. I have no idea what it is. Can you please explain, what the heck is a DRS?
Absolutely. And I was actually just about to bring this up because I think we in Las Vegas have probably the best DRS zone on the calendar. So DRS stands for Drag Reduction System. And the point of this is to increase the straight line speed of the car. So if you look at an F1 car, they have these rear wings on the back, and there's a flap in it that opens. So when you are within 1 second of the car in front of you, you are allowed to hit a button on the steering wheel that opens that flap in the rear wing, and it lets the air through and allowing you to go faster. So one of the key DRS zones on our track is right down the strip.
That's straightaway where you can just pick up so much speed, right?
Absolutely. And that is going to be a point where you'll probably see a few overtakes happen there because you're going to be able to pick up so much more speed with that DRS going down the strip straight. So I'll be definitely looking for that this weekend.
Wow. I don't know how you know all this stuff, kid. This is pretty amazing. Thank you so much. I have to tell you, before we let you go, Sophie, you're going to be very proud of Steph. She started watching Drive to Survive.
Oh, my gosh. Steph, I'm so proud.
Thank you so much for getting me to this world, Sophie, Mercedes. The only thing I knew about racing was RuPaul's Drag Race. So I appreciate you guys for getting me into the F1 world.
All right. Thank you so much, Sophie. F1 for the 702.
Yay!
Alrighty, thank you everyone.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, Amazon is giving holiday shoppers a little more breathing room this year, which feels like a gift in and of itself. They expanded their whole return window. So anything you buy now through the end of December can go back all the way until January 31st of 2026.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So that's a pretty big window. Long time to stare at something that you bought at 2 a.m. and ask, why did I buy this? There is fine print, though. Apple products, they do need to go back by January 15th. And some things are still off limits no matter what. Perishables, customized items, pharmacy products, anything labeled final sale are yours forever unless they arrive damaged. So Best Buy, Macy's, Target, Walmart, they're all doing extended return windows too. Most of them lasting into mid or late January. So if you're a chronic gift overthinker, you may have some space to second guess in peace.
I feel bad because sometimes I neglect the Amazon return policy by wearing it and being like, oh, didn't like it. here you go. Returning it again.
I already got my use out of it. So yeah, I think a lot of people are like you and they do that, which I mean, I know they're making a ton of money, but what are the ethics on that, I guess?
The small business owners, I don't do, but the big corporations, sorry, you're out of luck.
Also this morning, Thanksgiving is next week, and there's a lot of talk about Thanksgiving in the era of Ozempic. And it's really starting to sound kind of like a group therapy session. A lot of people on these weight loss medications say that the holiday table feels a lot different now. And experts are encouraging families to be a little more understanding of those family members that are utilizing a GLP-1 in order to lose weight. Their appetite's smaller. Their tastes for certain foods have changed. And suddenly their plate, the plate that their host spent hours preparing, kind of becomes an issue. They say that a lot of people who take these drugs are a little anxious about Thanksgiving because they will take too little food and they don't want to come off as being rude, as you know, insulting the host. But taking a full plate feels worse. Then there's the pressure of scraping food into the trash in secret, so nobody thinks that they dislike the meal. Others say that their family will make comments about how little they're eating, which only adds to the stress. The whole holiday turns into to a debate about etiquette and expectations. I just say, just let people eat what they eat and you don't have to make comments about it, you know?
I know that Thanksgiving we are like, you know, give yourself a break, you know, eat as much as you want and stuff like that. And there's the people that just don't have the appetite for it and we just got to leave them alone.
Yeah. And my grandma used to always be like, eat more. And then she's the same person would be like, did you put on weight?
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Yeah, you're making me eat.
That's my mom. One of my family members in Tagalog and Filipino, they say, you're getting tabat. And tabat means you're getting fat.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, thank you. Tabat means I'm healthy and I love myself too.
Yes, that's
okay?
Right. Healthy is good. All right. Finally, this morning, Carrie Underwood, she may have just cracked the code on getting kids to stop saying 6'7". You know how they're all 6'7". In a new promo for American Idol, a contestant said it and Carrie immediately jumped in with her solution. So basically, the kids will give up if we all come together and finish their 6'7" with this. 53099.
That is so brilliant. Carrie, you're so witty. How did you think of this?
This is brilliant. Parents have tried reasoning, they've tried ignoring, and Carrie says just overwhelm them with annoyance. All you got to do is start singing this classic song from, what is this, the 80s?
Oh,
or maybe
yeah.
The 70s, the 80s. This song will get them to stop immediately. So when that kid pulls that out, just don't forget 5309 and you will be all set.
6'7".
This is 5309.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.